Linder?
Good afternoon. Satan and light. In love and, as always, good news and bad news. Very, very pleased to see Ken and Brandon back to visit with us. We have good news. Warren and Phyllis Cantrell have moved here. They will probably be residing in the house next door to Al.
No.
No?
Somebody's moving in.
Well, they can't get their houses straight, can they?
No. The buyer has got her house screwed up.
Well, which is it?
Gary Bobby, going to talk.
Yes.
Who said Diane? Thank God the bug doesn't stop here.
The bad news is we're going to lose Martha. She's, no matter what we do, she feels that she needs to go back to Philadelphia. We have enjoyed having her here. It's been very good for it. She nags a little bit about this and that, but basically lets him alone. He managed to not clean anything. Or let her do very much cleaning. But annually she comes and cleans the bathroom when he likes her mom. That's the way with the mother. Whether he wears them or not. Once a year. I'm sure that we have quite a lot of announcements that maybe need to be made. Last week we met with the prophet, so we didn't get covered a lot of business. I did not write this morning. I have absolutely overloaded the circuits this week. You must notice that Japan is in very, very, very serious trouble today. Not only are the northern earthquakes hitting, but the southern typhoon is moving in, and they already were flooded out. So Japan needs a little bit of energy support. Why would they be hit so hard? I hope that as you read what I wrote yesterday and what is now coming to boiling, actually, to the surface, it is not one in a thousand. Not one in a general of the Japanese people have so much as seen a Jew, nor would they recognize one if they saw it. But now they are being accused of anti-Semitism. And that is boiling. It's all over business, of course. And you will find Rockefeller's name slipping in there, and, you know, it's interesting to see how the ADL works. The 8.1 earthquake in Guam. This is I'm going to give you this because Cali doesn't have anything here yet from Soltec, and it's too new. I doubt you would have anything on it anyway. Guam is getting too close to the Philippines to be having over 8-point earthquakes and any kind of security, because you're going to find that the mid-ocean rift is going to move right on down and splinter off toward the Philippines. And I would expect probably volcanic activity first.
but you can know that in Guam it basically is volcanic activity. So things are in their regular state of flux. Phyllis brought some beautiful gifts for Dharma. Nora, on the other hand, bought some beautiful gifts for Hatton. You're going to understand instantly the two energy forms are not the same. Dharma nearly choked. I cannot get her to even pick up those books. They're that important. Nora, old dad, thank you. I would never have gotten her to get those. And she has wrestled with those books. She has put that sack everywhere she can find. There is a room in the bathtub, you have to remember. Or it would be at the bottom. These books are your history. Anyone looking at them would say, well, how interesting, but where in the world is that? What in the world is that? Except that we have written enough on it now that you know who Sitchin is. And that he writes basically from the information drawn from the Sumar tablets. Dharma says, I don't want to deal with that Hatton, because I feel that that's the most dangerous thing that's ever come into my possession. And then she backs off and she said, what are we going to find out, that we're Aryans or something like that? Are you going to turn out to be the deity king Dar of Hokan Bokan and Sumar Aryana? Or how about St. George, the first king of Cappadocia? And I let her ramble on like this. And are we going to find the bird tribes landed there too? The eagle light, the hawk light. Eagle City, Hawk City, what are we dealing with this time, Dad? And my only comment to her at this moment is, do you want to tell her, Nora, or shall I?
Besides, you've got the microphone.
Have you read enough to know whether she's right on, nearly, a long way off, or?
Well, I didn't read them all before I heard you wanted them. But yes, she's right on.
Well, I finished the day. We're back to writing about the Khazars again, too. Let's put Sumar over there where it belongs, just aside right now. You're all going to find, as we get into that part of your history, that is your origin. You're not going to like it any better than I do, frankly. But we're going to have to work backwards. You're going to find that there was a landmass over almost to the Greek peninsula, out of the Holy Land, etc., just sweeping across, so that one walked across there. You're going to find that the Sumar races, or the Sumar civilization, was originally made up of Aryans, A-R-Y-A-N's. Now, you're going to have two different types of stories coming down to you, mostly because in translation and in the absoluteness of ignorance, you will have Aryan nation and Aryan nation. Aryan thinking they are getting Aryan. And I was King Dar. I came with my people. And that area was known as Aryan Sumarum. These were the original, quote, white people. Not as tall as my energy form, but taller than what your modern day Kurds are. But in the area of and the skeletal structure of the first Aryans or white people on your planet would be more a skeletal structure very similar to the Kurdish. I'm not talking about the integrated Kurdish that married into the other races nearby. I'm talking basically about the blue-eyed blonde expression. Again, every time we get into a discussion like this, and this is what blows her away, she just says, I've had enough. I mean, Commander can't even write on homeschooling without a flood of letters and debate and uprising about it. I don't tell anybody to go do anything. But you would think that I'm holding them down there with my hand across their carotid artery, saying, die if you don't do this. And when you are writing for 6 billion people, you can hardly be individual in what is projected either in the journals. I can maybe get a little closer to personal in this room or with this little family here. But what I really get is a response mostly from mothers who are absolutely to the within, and they're going to fight with me. No, they're not. I'm not going to fight with anyone. I am going to present what I see as some solutions. You're going to have to make your choices. If your driving need is to get out of the system and have nothing else to do with it, you will never change that system. But if that is your direction, so be it. It is not for me to say you may not do that. I can observe that you're going to drive yourself nuts, unbalance the children, not allow them to have what they need. Or you can begin to draw up in unity and have some solutions to offer to these schools when you go in. And again, I'm going to say this, tread on toes or no. Most of the ones who will stay home and tend their children will not, when they're not sending their children, go down and change the confounded system. If a child is not learning in school, does that absolve you of your responsibility to make sure that child learns when he gets home? And pretty soon, that kid is going to start learning in school. I want to tell you something else. If about 3 days a week, just a few fathers out of those classrooms sitting on the back row in those classes, those kids would shape up. you would have discipline back in those classrooms. It's out of control. Do I tell you to send your children into a classroom where everyone is armed and at noon everybody goes and stabs each other? Of course not. You have to look at your individual circumstance. And I'm going to have to give you the true history of your very beingness. We're going to have to grow up through the lies of science. And you won't even know the lies of science if you don't learn what they're teaching. There will be no way that you can take what I give you and integrate it. You won't even have any idea of what the other is. And you see, Dr. Robinson, for instance, suddenly was confounded in his lifestyle. His wife had wanted to teach the children at home. There was a whole parcel of them. And they did beautifully well. She died. How dare her! Now, oh God, what are we going to do? So they drift around with loose odds for a little while they get some balance into their life. Now, this family can be better equated, let us say, to the Enzies than anyone else around that I know, to use as an example, simply because the Enzies have a farm and there could be some responsibilities, but they do not have the same kind of farm that Arthur Robinson has, with cattle, sheep, and these various and sundry other things. And the older children were already in their habits of learning, and the mother had known enough to know what to get for them to go on with their education. And the ones into the age of higher mathematics and calculus, etc., were able to get the courses from universities or wherever so that they could on their own continue their classes. So that by the time they would come to university age, they would have that background really in advance of what they have in the university. This is a most unusual circumstance. And at its best, it was all but impossible. Now, Art Robinson is the one who has written Fighting Chance. This man even offered the local system, town, to build a shelter underneath the school ground. Another reason that you need working relationships with the school system and the town system. If, in fact, anyone ever wakes up and realizes there's some danger here, you have the very places to put these community shelters, and that is under playgrounds, in the schoolyards, and the parks. He couldn't even get them with him putting up the money. Well, how would you decide who goes in and who doesn't? No thought as to maybe we could build enough so everybody could go in. These ones hardly believed it until I wrote Survival's Only 10 Feet from Hell. And guess what? That happened. That hit like a bomb to one supposedly in the New Age movement, knowing the dastardly things you're up against. Guess what came back from there, from Sedona? Well, we just could not even consider doing such a thing. How would you decide and judge who gets to go inside? On top and blow away. Most with. So I have to tell you, if most are ready to do that, let them do it. Well, aren't you a nasty one today, Hatong? Right. The closer you get to the massive upheavals of Earth, the more I have to push. And the one thing you have to face is that you cannot make anyone do anything. It's not a God. Does that mean you have the right to forfeit your life for the hell of it? No, it doesn't. If you have volunteered for this mission, you better get a safe place. And further, if you have volunteered, you usually are going to have my children. And you do not have the privilege of murdering my children. Thank you. I don't force anything, but some people have to go a long way out of their way to get here, don't they? With my property. Where I can look after them. These babies are the ones that will bring you home. Literally, physically. And these teenagers are the ones that bear the heavy, heavy responsibility of learning the old and the new. It's not an easy task. And the next obvious question is, well, all right, if we started in Sumar and the adversary was there and came along as these Khazarians, obviously they were already there, weren't they? You're going to find once again in the old Sumerian scripts the seven-headed serpent. That is evil symbol. We don't need to go into Mu just yet. But you see, the writers, what they do is go in and find in these old ruins and in these old tablets these symbols. And immediately that's what they began to write about. Why would they write about that? Because that is what is allowed to remain. And in your looking back, you find, oh, well, here is a serpent. And that is a sign. And I'm already starting, I'm going to lose her voice. The serpent has been the symbol of Satan forever. In the beginning, you're going to go back and find literal humanoid beings who very definitely had serpentine features. I didn't say they were serpents. Part of it was their idea of what looked good, and the resulting mashing, if you will, and binding of the skull and etc. of the children. It's like the Japanese in their foot wraps. Many of those early civilizations felt that it was beautiful to flatten the forehead and the head. And they literally, the nose was in exact line. Those people from those bindings came out with features that were quite lizard-like.
You're late.
I'm sorry.
Come on in.
Are these two available?
Yep.
Thank you.
So you're going to have a lot of interesting things come out of the past histories. But if you're not careful, they're going to be misinterpreted. And remember something. Just because something and someone died, and they get to the other side and they start sending you little messages, you better watch out. Death doesn't mean a blasted thing. And those energy forms on the other side will be no better than they were on this place. And you'll be getting plenty of instruction, let me tell you. And it's going to be very, very bad for you. Once again, that's your business. But I find it quite amusing. It's distressing to most of you. I find it amusing that we will hear from ones and they cannot say enough nice things about our paper. Oh, you have brought the word. I know that you are just. And the minute I cross them in any way that they can perceive, I'm not going to take your paper anymore. Fine. Do you hear me? Sheila, do you hear me? Fine. I am not here to scoop up all of the energy forms on this planet. But I thought God was coming to get everybody. No, He is not. He is not coming to get hardly anybody. Ones who choose to follow the false teachers will not be going on our ships. Well, then I guess I can't go. If you're going to single people out, well, goodbye. I'm pleased for you ones that this is the first meeting. I've been spoon-feeding mush to everybody for 5 years. And even an 8.1 earthquake in the middle of Los Angeles, we're going to have to see what you have learned. And I'm shaken this day by what's going on and the magnitude of what is going on your globe. And that which you cannot see. And now you are getting a confirmation from Earth Rat. Night before last, one call from San Antonio, in touch with the San Antonio Crisis Center, which had been put on alert. This is San Antonio, Texas. They have been put on red alert to receive all of the evacuees from Corpus Christi. There will be other inland centers to receive from other places. What in the world will they be receiving? Nothing going on down there, is there? You have one tropical storm, Brett, that is running around down in the Caribbean. Will it be that one? What will it be? They say it won't get up there. They expect a hurricane bigger than Hugo to hit the coast in the Corpus Christi area along that stretch of the Gulf of Mexico, worse than Hugo, the last week in August. Oh! How interesting. In advance predictions before the storm even seeds. And whoever saw a tornado that does a laser slice right through a building like Virginia? And what, for goodness sakes, did they drop over here on the other side of that building where the hole is? Those are laser blasts. They are playing with the ships in the air, just like, let's get that one. Let's get that one. It is random murder. Let's see if we can do a dead hit on that pilot. All you've got to do to bring down a plane is disable the pilot for that long in a landing pattern. And then you are not told what is going on across the sea. Oh, every morning. We are going to go in there and bomb them if they don't stop fighting those nasty Serbs. Those nasty Serbs are fully armed, fully under control of Soviet Russia. Your shuttle sits there. Your scientists quivering that a meteorite, a terrestrial meteorite yet, whatever that could possibly be, might hit it. Oh my goodness. So you launch something, you're going to outsmart the foxes. So you launch something from Vandenberg, $2 billion worth of spy equipment. Disintegrated. It didn't blow up. Just disintegrated. You have a contrail and then nothing. Gone. So Hatton has a lot of trouble focusing on children's education. At this point, you know, while I'm watching them ready to blow out that satellite, wondering if it's going to get on up where I would have to take it out, because it is absolutely filled with particle beam equipment, powered with nuclear energy. So what is it that we're trying to accomplish? You're not going to find a perfect system. You're not going to be able to change the system rapidly enough to bring about massive everybody live happy ever after. It's a hard job to come back from where you've gone. But if you have something to offer, when you go in there and say, this program works, we demand you try it. Or you gather together as caring parents and you unify enough to have classrooms of some kind or take turns or do whatever is required and test these programs. You are going to have to bring things back into control. And as long as you leave it up to your enemy to do it, it will be done exactly like your enemy wants it done. And you can read the protocols of the elders of Zion and you can see it step by step by step. The plan is to have every viable asset and property. They have already arranged the method of doing it. They are out to brainwash you. They have done it. They have the masses of the population of the youth. They have already done it. And you're stuck with being the example. I hate to bore you with these kinds of lectures because I feel the heaviness of them myself. That says, we may not just hop over here and do this and live happily ever after. But every positive step forward is a step forward. Every little battle won in court or in your political system is a little tiny step forward that has to be considered. It can be overridden. and what is happening now, because your own Attorney General said so. Her only living purpose is to protect the criminal. She said it. Don't say, oh, Hatton, you are spreading those rumors. She said it. And she has proven it, hasn't she? What are they going to do now? Charge all those survivors of Waco with murder. It's in your daily news. Your government goes in and murders them. And now the ones that were foolish enough to walk out of there alive are going to get killed, one way or another. So I'm not here to say that everything is wonderful and through some gift and purple flame it's all going to be transmuted. It isn't. Not unless you transmute it. Well, I like rum the better. Well, so do I. But I don't notice any of you offending. I don't see any of you moving into that violet flame, except maybe in your mind. Well, you come back and tell me you want to get off with your feet too. Well, I can get you off with your feet too, but not through any of that silly BS. And I'm sorry for ones who are ill. And I'm sorry if the miracle Gondriana doesn't work. On the other hand, most were sitting waiting to see if there was anything in it, and they got word back it was swamp water. Well, to each his own. Well, I'm still trying to make up my mind what I think of you, Hatton. I'm not sure that you're who you say. Well, Gorma's getting pretty damn sure I'm who I say. And a few more books like the Sumerian texts. And she's going to go crawl in a corner. For one thing, it says this battle's been going on since the beginning. And you have to face the fact that this battle's been going on since the beginning. It goes on over and over again because that's what an Earth third-dimensional plane is all about. And you come back as guides, yes, but you are in the middle of the hardest testing of your experiences anytime, anywhere. Because in each expression, you are at the level where you left off in your full expression. And it is two things that you're going to have to do. One is come into recognition of that which was and is and who you are. Basically what your purpose is, and make the right choices to get through this time. And when God tells you that many come, few make it, it doesn't get too crowded aboard ship. Well, but what about all those nice Christians out there? Well, let's hear what those Christians are believing. If those Christians believe in the Christ and God and your relationship with God, no sweat. If those Christians are believing what they're being told about smearing blood on something, those rituals were begun back in the times of old Sumer by your enemy, if you are of Christ. I have to somehow get it through your mind that the color of a man's skin has zero to do with it. Perhaps on that first day when two or three of you are put down, you don't spring up out of the ashes or spring up out of the fish pond. That does not mean that genetic alteration isn't tried. But I like Poseidon, for instance. Oh, half fish, half man in the king of the ocean. Oh, for goodness sake, you have cities under your ocean. And Otherians and water-breathing men usually will wear flippers. They swim very well if they have to get out into the water or choose to. What do you think that would look like to native Aborigines? A skin-tight silver suit with flippers. Or, quite frankly, jetpacks. And if done properly, you can genetically cross anything with anything. Most of the time, the mutant created will not survive. But just as you can keep a body alive on equipment, technologically alive, so can you technologically dink around. If you can cross a bacteria and a virus, which they've done, note your mystery virus. Isn't anybody... Oh my goodness, you have this mystery bacter virus. And now somebody else has had the nerve to die of possibly this. They can't be positive, but this one lived where there were rodent droppings. Good grief. If that was the cause, where are all the rodents gone? Why isn't it spread all across the four corners? Epidemics don't have 20 people and then nothing. That is the beginning to only get worse. So we sit in a time of having to look at the old, the present, the what if. And you people here say, but good grief, Father, I just came over here, you know, to write a few paragraphs. Or, well, I thought I'd help them paste up the paper. What do you mean I've got to deal with Annie Marie's kindergarten lessons in South Africa? I don't know how you came to have to do that. It's not in your realm of responsibility. It may be in my realm of responsibility to comment on South Africa, because what is happening in South Africa is going to happen right in your dooryard. Remind me to speak to you about this at some future point, Oberly. I believe that Dr. Lindstrom would be a very good person in contact with Sam Russell. I don't ever come in here with a prepared sermon on the mountain, sermon on the chair, whatever. But I do have some things Sam Russell would like to bring some guests out. When, EJ? Last week of this month? I guess while
2 weeks.
While Corpus Christi is going down. Anyway, I think it would be a very good opportunity if there are one or two, if we have some, we have at least one coming into the village that's going to need protection. We may need to talk with Cantrells about that. They're just moving in, but we may need a place to hide a person for a little while, briefly, while some rioting is going on. We have to deal with how quickly the enemy can wire up your houses. And I have to remind you every time we meet, know it's done. Don't wonder if it's done. If you wonder if it's done, you're going to rattle around there being very cautious one day, then blow it the next. Live your life as if it doesn't matter. Use discretion and it doesn't matter. The truth of God can be laid on the table in front of you. But for goodness sakes, the privacy and protection of your brother is uppermost. It isn't necessarily a secret from the world. And you must do your business as if God and every man on the continent is watching you. And then it doesn't matter if they come against you. It's all there anyway. Why would you try to write little handwritten notes back and forth to each other in your living room when you just told them everything 20 minutes before? So if your life is being lived in an openness, you're already under protection. You wouldn't be alive. Some of these ones, Dorma included, would not be alive if I were not, who I say I am, openly protecting her. And the interesting thing is, it is you, sweet dear people, who don't really fully understand that.
Please excuse me.